listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
John Kincaid, longtime friend, colleague, radio host. Now he's with 97.5 The Fanatic doing mornings in Philadelphia. We're pleased to welcome him for a couple of minutes before he jumps on his own show. John, what do you think? Was it a party with the Nets and the Sixers?
Yeah, but a party where nobody, the guest of honor was there to be jeered. It was almost like Carrie being invited to the prom. Very similar with Ben Simmons coming in, and both of them should have been wearing a dress.
Oh, hey. Hey, yeah, don't be bringing girl analogies into this. You're speaking to a girl.
I forget that. You've just always been one of the guys, Amy, which is great. And Ben Simmons played last night cowardly, and I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked. He doesn't want any part of Joel Embiid. He's petrified. It seemed like he was hiding behind the locker wondering if he was going to get the atomic wedgie. And he plays with no aggressiveness anyway in the offensive end of the court. And I think the Sixers are very happy with the way that trade worked out.
Oh, I would say so, except that you're still stuck with James Harden in Philadelphia. And I don't know, man, he tends to disappear, like poof, in the postseason.
Well, it could be. I mean, he's had many postseason moments. I would say he's never been on a team that is necessarily as talented or as deep as this one. And right now, this team looks like it is. Look, Amy, I bang the drum every day. It's been 22 seasons since this team got out of the second round. And anything less is a complete, utter failure, disaster, and declares the end of the process. So I understand the frustration when it comes to James. And he knows. They all know what's on the line. I'm pretty confident, though, I'm liking the way Doc's coached this year, and I'm liking the energy around the team.
When you say end of the process, does that include Doc? He wasn't around for the beginning of the process.
Yeah, Doc will be gone. They don't win a second-round series, Doc will absolutely be gone. And every Sixer fan would then and I don't believe, by the way, I think Doc's done a great job this year. Done a really, really good job considering the injury situation and everything. But I believe that the Sixers would then try to go down to the main line and see if they could lure Jay Wright to come on in and coach the Sixers.
All right, John Kincaid is with us from Philadelphia. Certainly a lot more to look forward to when it comes to the Eagles, at least now. It's more imminent into the NFC Championship. And I got to ask you about your bold prediction. I know that you are one of those guys who has no problem putting yourself out there. On Twitter, in the last 24 hours, you wrote this. The Eagles will score 17 points by halftime in the NFC Championship game. Why are you so sure against that Niners defense?
I'll tell you why. Well, first off, they average giving up like 16.6 points per game. That's why I wanted to make it that, hey, by halftime, the Eagles will already have eclipsed that. Because I believe that, first of all, a lot of the number one defensive stats for the San Francisco 49ers have accumulated against a terrible schedule, one of the worst we've seen, and where the Eagles came out of the best division in football. And if Washington had managed to win game in week 17, every team in the NFC East would have made the playoffs.
Right.
A completely different challenge. But what I like is the fact is, who gives up more plays greater than 50 yards in the NFL? The San Francisco 49ers. Nobody has given up more passing plays of over 50 yards. Who gives up the most passing plays in the NFL greater than 30 yards? The San Francisco 49ers. Who has the best receiving core left, the deepest in this NFL playoffs? It's the Philadelphia Eagles. And with DeVonta Smith and A.J. Brown, I believe it will be a very super aggressive game plan coming right out of the box. They ran the ball 44 times last week, Amy, because that's how they knew they could beat the Giants. They're not going to do that this week. They're going to come out with an aerial attack early, and I expect them to make some big plays early and often, soften things up. Then they'll be able to open up their running game, including some design QB runs. I'm very confident that the Eagles will be able to run their offense. And I don't think this game's going to be like the Giant game, but I do think that this is going to be an Eagles victory on Sunday.
All right, so then if the Eagles have 17 by halftime, how many do the Niners have?
My guess would be seven, that something along those lines. Because one of the things you see with Brock Purdy is, first of all, he faced the Cowboys defense last week, and that was really impressive. And they're a good group. the Eagles defense causes much more pressure on a quarterback. The Eagles defense with 70 sacks. They chase people around, you know, like they're being pursued on an episode of Cops.
Oh, dear.
Brock Purdy, I believe, had two completions to the left of center all last Sunday. And Hassan Reddick is going to chase him towards that left sideline all day long. And the 49ers offensive line is good. It's nothing like the Eagles offensive line. So you're not talking about a dominant unit. They're going to be Dallas was springing leaks all day long. Purdy was running. The Eagles get 70 sacks for a reason. Mm-hmm. There's a reason. They dominate quarterbacks. I think they're going to push Purdy to the left side of the field all day long. And I'll predict not one but two interceptions for Mr. Purdy. Not a Purdy afternoon for him, if I can excuse that pun.
Well, how many times are you going to use that on your show this week?
I may have used it once or twice. Why do you stop checking me?
Okay, so just to ask you about this again with the offensive side of things, I actually believe because their O-line is so good and they would prefer to possess the ball, that whole ball control, run the ball, but you think that they're not going to do that early, that that will be a product of them being able to open it up?
It's going to be an aggressive – I think it's going to be an ultra-aggressive game plan. I think it's going to be throwing the ball downfield. I believe that will often – and as long as they can complete a couple early – 20-plus yard passes to Devontae Smith, 20-plus yard passes to on the slants to A.J. Brown, then that softens things up for Dallas Goedert in the intermediate passing.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're running the ball. Mm. Then the quarterback draw works more effectively.
Well, Dallas Goedert, despite the fact that he was out for a couple of weeks, did help me win my fantasy football championship. So
I love that.
I'm all in on Dallas, yes. Although you'll love this, too, as a dog owner. All of the money that I won from the championship just went to a procedure for my dog yesterday. So easy come,
God
easy
works.
Go.
God works in mysterious ways, baby.
At least I had it. That's what I told my fam. John Kincaid is with us from Philadelphia. All right, just a couple of minutes. I know you know hard
sure.
outs and how they work. Why do you believe Jalen Hurts has a case for MVP?
I believe Jalen Hurts is the MVP.
Oh, even with the days missed?
Not even a question. He lost. The man was 14-1 as a starting quarterback. I mean, what do I need to see? I mean, like, what else? Does that not matter anymore? He was 14-1 as a starting quarterback. Uh-huh. The game he lost, his team turned the ball over four times. I mean, it wasn't him. It wasn't him playing uh-huh. poorly even against Washington on that Monday night as a starter. I have no idea. When you are cruising to a 13-1 record, you get the best record in the NFC. You're not the 49ers or one of those other teams that manages to lose a bunch of empty calorie games. He went out there and won every single start, I said, that Washington game. And more importantly, he is a fantastic balanced attack. He more of the offense is on him because of what he does with his legs, with his arm. I think he was brilliant this year, and I think he's going to show it on Sunday again, just like he did on Saturday night, when somehow Brian Daboll's getting votes for Coach of the Year. I have no idea how that happened.
All right.
When Nick Sirianni
pantsed him like we're in elementary school. Can I possibly introduce you to a Patrick Mahomes whose team also had 14 wins and was the top seed in the AFC?
No, they had 13. They had 13. The Eagles had 14. Didn't they have 13?
I thought they were 14-3.
They may have had 14 also. But here's what I would tell you. Patrick Mahomes is fantastic, Amy. He's mm-hmm. absolutely amazing. If you take Jalen Hurts off the Eagles, it's bigger than Patrick Mahomes being taken off the Chiefs.
All right. Interesting.
And that to me is the difference. But we'll see on Sunday. I mean,
yes.
Hey, I would love to see it. I would love to see it because I'm not going to sell the Chiefs short. Everybody seems to be on the Joey,
Burrow
bandwagon,
yes.
Including my teenage daughter, who absolutely thinks he's just the bee's knees. Do they say that anymore?
Well, they should.
I still think Andy Reid may just show up on for that Super Bowl, and that will be a talking point for the ages for Philadelphia.
Absolutely. All right. Getting ready for his show on 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia, starting in just a few minutes. Longtime friend, and that to me is more important than the fact that we
yes,
have been
it is.
Colleagues for years. So find him on Twitter at John Kincaid. Uncomfortable radio at its finest. Thank you, my friend.
I'll talk to you probably in 2 weeks.
All right. Sounds
Take
good.
Care.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.